The Milwaukee County Transit System keeps buses running across the city and county, but that service, which thousands depend on, is facing some major challenges. They include a major budget deficit and the drivers' union authorizing a strike. Also, some top transit system leaders have resigned in recent weeks. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez talked with Urban Milwaukee reporter Graham Kilmer about the issues facing MCTS.
The big overarching one is the funding. MCTS has a long-standing structural deficit, and to a certain extent, the operating deficit that they're seeing right now in 2025 is that long-standing deficit finally showing its face after so many years being covered up by federal funds. So what happened was that in June, MCTS announced in the press that they were facing a $10.9 million budget deficit. And all the elected officials from the county executive to the county board of supervisors all found out as they were, you know, scrolling, watching TV that day, oh, MCTS has a budget deficit.
So and they this is not how business is usually conducted.
No, typically you would inform the officials responsible for the budget that you are not meeting the budget or that you're going to need more funding or that you're, you know, making some changes. And then on top of that, the transit system is in the middle of contract negotiations for a new three-year contract with the transit union. And those have been ongoing for months. But in May, I had a union official reach out to me and essentially tell me, in his words, he felt like negotiations were breaking down. I reached out to MCTS. That's not how they felt. Fast forward a couple months. Now, the union has recently provided its leaders with strike authority, which essentially means that as negotiations progress, the union can call a strike, call a work stoppage at just about any time. And that means the buses aren't rolling.
Taking it from the drivers, what are they seeing? Why did they make this move to authorize a strike?
Well, they just felt like MCTS was not negotiating in good faith. According to Vice President Michael Brown, they struggled to get MCTS to negotiate on major financial items. They were mostly, you know, picking around the edges at small policy matters. And then the day that they were due to start negotiating major financial items in the contract, an MCTS official walks into the meeting and hands the union negotiators a piece of paper, and it's the press release announcing the budget deficit printed out. The union did not feel that was a professional way to inform them of the budget deficit, and they also felt like the system was using this deficit as leverage in the negotiations. I don't know whether that's true or not, but that's how it felt for them, and that's what they have communicated to me. And it was after that that they made the decision to go to a strike vote.
Where do the drivers' union and MCTS go from here?
Well, they're on a contract extension, and what that means is that the existing contract, which has already been expired for months, they keep giving it 30-day extensions, so the operators, they're operating under the old contract, and that extension goes until the end of the month. The union wants a new contract. They don't want to call a strike. All my conversations with them have indicated that they don't take striking lightly. It's important to them that they keep the buses rolling. It also means their members aren't getting paid if they call a strike. So the fact that they've called a strike vote and done strike authority for the past three contract negotiations since they went on strike in 2015, what this highlights is a very serious breakdown in trust between the rank and file workers of MCTS, the operators, the bus mechanics, and the people managing the system in the administration.
That was Urban Milwaukee reporter Graham Kilmer. He spoke with WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez. MCTS did not agree to an interview with us, but did provide a comment that said, in part, "We support our bus operators, mechanics, and the great work they do every day. As such, we will continue to engage in negotiations with the union to reach a contract that is fair to our vital frontline employees, as well as Milwaukee County taxpayers." Milwaukee County Transit is a financial contributor to WUWM.